The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth, and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, if you have any questions today, feel free to call or text, but make sure you leave a message when you call. 407-373-5959. And I hear people are putting this number on their phone as a favorite, which I think is great because you never know what we're going to give away. But today, I'm telling you, I was challenged back in 2013. I was challenged to eat raw vegan for 1 month. And that challenge changed my life. It allowed me to see how good one person could feel when they changed their nutrition. And I thought, if this is out there, what else is out there? That's exactly how I felt. And so I've just been challenged once again. And the challenge started with my friend, and you've heard her before, Heather Dane. Heather Dane is a certified life coach. I call her a 21st century medicine woman. Everybody calls her that too. She's also a friend, radio show host. And she, because a while ago, after about 3 years of being raw vegan, things started happening to my body. My body was giving me symptoms. So the symptom I was experiencing was hair fallout. So about a year ago, Heather said, you need to check out Morley Robbins. And it took me about a year to say, okay, I'll check them out. And I did. So now I'm being challenged to another new truth. And it's Morley Robbins. Now, because he teaches something totally different, and I've said this to you before, there was a time that we thought the earth was flat and somebody came in and said, no, it's a sphere. And it took a long time for that new truth to permeate. I'm not saying this is a new truth. I'm not saying that the earth is a different shape, color, or size. I'm just saying that I am willing to consider this information and how my body is responding to the minerals, the nutrients, the lack of perhaps copper in my body. I have no idea, but I'm willing to consider it. Now, every time I have somebody on the show and we talk about it, I encourage you to consider it as well, but do your research. Mm-hmm. So this is what I am proposing today. I am proposing today that I have not done 100%. I am like drop dead serious, like I am with vaccines and I am with cancer and chemotherapy and all that. I am not there yet. I am still considering this. And I want you to be part of this journey with me. So I've been experiencing some symptoms and I've shared them before on the show because I don't want people to think I've got it all figured out. I'm still on my journey and I take you and I hope you bring me in your journey as well and take me on this journey. So let me tell you a little bit about Morley. before I introduce him to you. Morley is the founder of Magnesium Advocacy Group. It's easy for me to say, but he's called Magnesium Man. Morley has been a hospital executive for over 32 years, and he changed his career because of his new discovery, this new truth for him. And so he is going to talk about how minerals affect our body. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Morley Robbins is here to do just that. Welcome, Morley, to the Lilian McDermott Radio Show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Did you hear all my caution and my, you know, my... Oh,
no, it's great.
Because I want us to learn together. This is something that no one else is talking about, or at least not in my circle. So share a little bit about your background. Just tell us a little bit about your background, because when we come back, I want us to talk about minerals and what you know about it, okay?
You bet. So thumbnail sketch, grew up in a very sickly family. My sister became a nurse, and so I should become a doctor. So I went to college with that expectation. But I was not a student. I was not an academic. And 18 medical schools said, that's not going to happen. That's fine. And actually, it was my organic chemistry professor, Gordon Galloway, who made sure I was never going to go to medical school. But the thing is, if you can't be a doctor, then you become a hospital executive so that you can boss them around. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay. So this is just a glimpse of Morley. We've had multiple conversations because I've had my hair analysis done. I've had my blood work done. And we are going to talk about all that today. And I hope you will join me in this journey. And we're going to continue our conversation live with Morley Robbins when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lilian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lilian.
Welcome to the Lilian McDermott Radio Show. And today we are going on a journey. It's called A Journey of a New Truth that I am considering. But I want you to understand that whatever you hear today, I want you to also verify, just like I am working on this. I am at the beginning of my journey. I normally, and I've told this to Morley, wait till I am at the end of my journey to present this. But I think this is so important that perhaps maybe we could go into this journey together. So Morley, you shared a little bit how you grew up in a sickly family. You wanted to be a doctor, but instead of being a doctor, you became a hospital executive. Right. And so at what point does your journey start looking into research?
About 10 years ago, I developed a frozen shoulder. I was going through a very stressful period, and I couldn't pick my hand up above my waist. Couldn't sleep. I was really miserable. And I went to a health food store that I had frequented for many years and explained the situation. And the first thing they said was, well, you need to go see Dr. Liz. Well, I knew, you know, having worked in the hospital field, that was code for chiropractor. And mm-hmm. I said, I don't do witchcraft. Just give me some supplements. And so they sold me some supplements and they didn't do anything. And after a couple months, I went back to the same health food store, explained that I was still miserable. And the owner looked me in the eye and she said, Morley, we love you. Go see Dr. Liz. Mm-hmm. So with my tail between my legs, I went to see Dr. Liz, who was at the time, a very noted chiropractor in the Chicago area. And within 2 weeks, I had the full rotation and mobility of my arm that I hadn't had for months.
Wow.
And it forced me to really rethink what this whole experience was about, because prior to that, I knew that in a yardstick of healing, 35 inches was allopathic physicians, mm-hmm. 1 inch was a bunch of wackos. Mm-hmm. And that experience caused the yardstick to flip. And I realized, wait a minute, there's 35 inches of gifted natural healers and 1 inch are a bunch of people called MDs. And so, long story short, I began to read about what is natural healing. And that really, along the way, someone challenged me to learn about magnesium. And so I picked up Carolyn Dean's book, The Magnesium Miracle. And it literally changed my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful to her for her research and what she shared. But suddenly I realized why everyone was in the hospital, because they were all magnesium deficient. And when you delve into that mineral, you find out it has a tremendous reach inside the body. And what most people don't understand, we're led to believe that our bodies run on hormones. Well, they do, but there's something underneath that, and that's called enzymes. And there are about 9,000 enzymes that run the human body, and they all work just like the cars we drive. So here's the question. When was the last time you drove your car without a key? Well, unless you're Wilma Flintstone, you've never done that. And so,
now they have those push buttons, Morley. I'm going to be a smarty.
No, I know, but they don't work unless you have the key in your
exactly.
Purse.
Okay, there you go.
Got to be nearby.
Yeah.
And so that little tiny key runs this big car. Well, the same thing happens with enzymes. Those 9,000 enzymes are run by a handful of minerals, and those minerals are easily lost to stress. Now, to put it in perspective, the mineral magnesium, which I regard as the conductor of the orchestra of minerals inside the cell, it runs 3,751 enzymes in the human body.
Now, the 700 and what?
3,751 enzymes. That's 42% of your metabolic pathways are dependent upon magnesium. So picture not having a leg and not having an arm. That's about 42% of your body. It's kind of hard to kind of hop around trying to get stuff done.
Great visual.
So the thing is, stress causes magnesium loss. And I coined the phrase magnesium burn rate. And so as you're dealing with increased stress, you know, it's some deadline at work, or you've got some kind of environmental issue, or you know, you slept in a room with a cat last night.
which I did.
or you have a food allergy, or you had a fight with your spouse, or whatever it is. That stress, that knot that you feel in your stomach, is magnesium loss. And it's going out in your urine, and you're not even aware of it. And so that was the initial truth that I had, was how important magnesium was. And over a period of 9 years, I've delved into really only three minerals.
Magnesium,
mm-hmm. the need for what I call bioavailable copper, and we'll talk more about that, I'm mm-hmm. sure. And just in the last few years, I've really realized that we have too much iron in our diet, in our supplements, in our environment, and consequently in our body. But it's a very confusing and confounding mineral, as you well know, and it creates a lot of problems in the human body when there's too much of it. And the challenge is learning how to distinguish iron in the blood versus iron in the tissue, because they're not the same.
So, iron in the blood versus iron in the tissue. Okay. So just recently I had a hair analysis done mm-hmm. and Morley and I, just full disclosure, and I paid for this. I'm not, he didn't do this for free. I paid for my test because Heather said, you know, this is something that you should do. Have your hair analyzed. Let's start, you know, let's start from the very beginning. And I paid for my test, and he's not paying me for this show either. This is something that I want to bring attention and for us to consider. I'm not saying this is a new truth. So here is my question to you. Why then, what is it about a hair analysis that people should be aware of that is important, that tells us about magnesium and bioavailable copper and iron?
The hair test measures 18 minerals, 8 heavy metals, and 12 additional elements. So it's a very a broad reach in terms of what's going on inside the body. And the hair tissue, it's like a tissue sample. I'm sure people have seen a core sample of the earth, and they can see where the composition of the earth is at different ages. Well, that's really what the hair is. It's revealing what the mineral content is of the body at different lengths of the hair, at different stages. And when you're at the root level, you get a very recent picture of what the mineral composition is of the body. And then you're able to measure the levels of those minerals and the ratios of those minerals, which are very revealing about what's going on inside the body.
Okay, so I'm gonna dive a little deeper in this one, because mm-hmm. I'm looking at my hair analysis, and I'm you're saying these things about the hair. What if we color our hair? What if we use certain products on our hair? Does that skew our test?
Yeah, it can. So people who have highlights or they bleach their hair, that hydrogen peroxide is going to skew the calcium content of the hair. People who use dyes, clearly there's going to be some effect, but it's not nearly as great as the bleaching agents. And so you can begin to work around that. So the biggest issue is if you're using highlights or bleaching your hair to make it blonde, more blonde, that can be problematic. Otherwise, you can work around it. And the key is, if you do use bleaching agents, you just let it grow out, you know, for like 4 to 5 weeks.
Which is what I did. I grew out my hair for about 4 months. And so I sent in the hair analysis. So, and when I received my report, I was surprised. And I want to share this with you. I was using as you know, I use vitamin C for my asthma, or to control my symptoms. And I was using, the first thing that Marley said was, your magnesium is off the chart, right? That was the first thing. And I went
an indication of stress.
Which is an indication of stress. But I refused to believe that it was stress. And so my intuition told me that my vitamin C that I was taking had magnesium. I mean, I'm sorry, not magnesium, sodium. So I checked it out, and I completely changed my vitamin C at that moment. And Morley had suggested a whole food plant-based vitamin C. So I just want to share that. So if any of you are doing vitamin C supplements, make sure there is no sodium in there, because I take mega doses of vitamin C, 10,000 milligrams a day. So I just want to make you aware, check out what you're taking as far as your supplements. Now, let's go back to magnesium now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you are magnesium deficient, you had mentioned briefly the symptoms that you were experiencing. You're thinking that the majority of the people are magnesium deficient.
Yeah. The scientific literature will tell you about 80% of people are magnesium deficient. I would put it closer to 99%,
okay.
Particularly in society that is very focused on social media and constant, you know, messaging, and we're in a hyper sympathetic state as a society. And there are people that, as they're driving to work, think it's normal to be eating their breakfast, listening to the news, checking their messages, and putting on eye makeup at the same time, and they think that's normal. That's a very crazy state of activity, and it triggers a sympathetic response in the body.
Well, as long as they're listening to the Lil McDermott radio show, I'm okay with that scenario.
Of course.
Okay, so
that goes without saying.
Okay, right. So what are the symptoms that we might be experiencing if we are magnesium deficient? Because this is just one, like I guess, what do you call it? A leg of the stool. This one leg of the stool.
Right.
So if you're magnesium deficient, what are some of the symptoms you might be experiencing?
You're going to be more anxious. You're going to be more reactive to the stress that you have. You're going to get eye twitches or maybe restless legs. You're going to get muscle aches. You're going to get, what happens is people are familiar with the term fight or flight. Well, either you run away from the stress or you fight the stress. And it was supposed to be a tiger back in the day. Well, that cortisol builds up on the muscles when you fight. Mm-hmm. Well, if you can't release that cortisol and put it back into storage, which requires magnesium to do that, then you get aches and pains in your neck and your shoulders. That's a very common problem for people who are under a lot of stress. Or you lose your ability to digest food. It's a very common problem when you're under a lot of stress. Because when you're in a sympathetic state, you can't digest food. You need to be parasympathetic. It's a completely different pathway of the nervous system.
So when you first started this journey, it was all about magnesium.
Right.
Somewhere along the way, you said, something else is, there's a stool here, and we need to look at all the legs of the stool, not just one. And that's what we're going to continue to talk about next with Morley. Because, you know, this is like minerals class 101. This is to help, because it is so, you know what? I do not want to move off of magnesium yet, because I do want to talk about, because there's so many magnesiums. There's chelated, there's, citric and
transdermal.
So let's talk about which one is the best magnesium for us. And we're going to continue our conversation with Morley Robbins when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us live worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal to learn something new each day. Something happens to us when we get that diploma that makes us think that we know it, we got it. But there's so much out there that we don't know, we don't know. And today's teacher is Morley Robbins. He's a health coach who walked away from his executive hospital executive position to share this new truth that he's discovered along the way. And so today we're talking about iron toxicity. We haven't even begun to talk about iron yet, because we're now talking about magnesium. And it's, towards the end, we'll go into like, this is a magnesium or this class 101, because we're going to keep building on this just to learn about the minerals and how important minerals are in our body. And so, I want to encourage you to join me in this journey, to do your own research on everything you hear on the show and see if this is for you. And another way that you can continue this conversation is to become a subscriber at whenyouneedafriend.com. Please join me there. Check out everything about the page, especially my sponsors. Without my sponsors, this show would not occur. So please check them out and see how you can support them. There's so many different ways that we can stay connected. I want to encourage you to go to my social media. Like me on my social media. Where do you find it? Go to whenyouneedafriend.com. All my social media is there for you to click and be able to join in and join the ride. So whenever I discover something new, I bring it to the show so that we can explore together. You can catch me on demand on YouTube, and you can call me, leave a message, or text me at 407-373-5959. Today, although the show is called Could You Have Iron Toxicity? We've got to start from the very beginning. So this is part one of Morley Robbins, I think. So thank you, Morley, for being willing to bring it down to this basic level. When we were like off the air, we were having our conversation about the different kinds of magnesium. How many different kinds of magnesium? It's so confusing So when we start with magnesium, what are the magnesiums? Because you talked about, okay, let's go over the ionic, transdermal, and there's the supplements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of and magnesium.
And then there's a fourth kind, which would be called food. So you know, leafy greens are a very rich source of minerals, especially when they're cooked, steamed properly. And hemp hearts, very rich source of magnesium. Licorice root, not licorice candy, but licorice root. I used to love licorice candy. But the thing is, that there are some very powerful forms. Kelp, another rich source of magnesium, that are available. But a lot of people will typically find it in their supplements. The two that I've had the best success with, just because of their bioavailability, are magnesium malate and magnesium glycinate. Now, not everyone responds perfectly to those two forms, but about 80% of people do. And so those are easy forms to go to get real benefit and real sense of calm in your being and your ability to respond to the stresses of life.
What about oxate? Is it oxate?
Oxide.
Oxide. Magnesium oxide and citrate. What about those two?
I'm not as big a fan of those two. I know they're very popular. You'll see, like in physicians' offices, they'll recommend, it's called MagOx. It's called MagOx 400. You're only getting 16 milligrams of magnesium in that particular product. So it's not really an effective form. The magnesium citrate, a little bit more complicated because of the citrate molecule. And a lot of people don't understand that it has an effect, particularly on a key enzyme that we'll be talking about at some point, mm-hmm. called ferrooxidase. It is not particularly friendly to that particular enzyme. So I tend to shy away from that. It's a very popular form. A lot of people use it. Most people use it, though, because they're constipated. Well, the reason why they're constipated is because they're iron toxic. So
okay.
So that brings us back full circle.
Perfect. Okay. So was the next step with your journey looking at iron or copper? What was it that got you to that next step?
It was copper because I was really, I was focusing on, well, there's really two critical issues in the human body. We need to be able to create energy and clear exhaust. At a cellular level, that's really all the cell is doing. Create energy, clear exhaust. And it turns out you can't do either one. You got to have magnesium, but you also have to have bioavailable copper. And so many of your listeners, I'm sure most of your listeners, are familiar with the mitochondria.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the energy furnaces of our cells. Some cells have as many as 500 mitochondria, like the heart cell would be very dense with mitochondria. But there are five stops on that racetrack, and stop number four is called complex four, and it's run by a key enzyme called cytochrome C oxidase. And what happens there is electrons are passed to an oxygen molecule to release the precursor to energy. It's called ADP, and that is a very important function to have happen. And then copper enables that to happen. And then the ADP, D as in David, goes over to complex 5. And there's a little rotor there that's spinning 9,000 revolutions per minute. Your car redlines at 6,000 to give you a sense of the speed of this. Yeah. And that's where magnesium ion gets attached to it along with another phosphate molecule so that the body can recognize and use the energy molecule. Inside the cell, it's actually called magnesium ATP. It doesn't work without that magnesium ion. So my focus then turned to copper to better understand how energy is made. And then I was surprised to learn that, in fact, bioavailable copper is what enables all of the antioxidant enzymes to work in the human body. And these are terms that people have typically not heard about, but like ferrooxidase enzyme, superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione peroxidase, Everyone knows about glutathione. What doesn't work unless that enzyme is present? And all of those four enzymes are the backbone of the antioxidant system. And then it turns out that the prooxidant mineral in our body is called iron. Mm-hmm. Iron is what's creating the oxidative stress. And copper is what's putting out that stress. So that's where the dynamic tension began to emerge. And I really just focused on those three minerals, the magnesium, the bioavailable copper, and the iron. And that's really what's led to this point.
So why did your conclusion, and with all your research that you've done, you've said to me when you were going over my results that the majority of the population is copper deficient and iron toxic, which many people think that, because if you look at my numbers, it looks like I am iron deficient, but you look at it differently.
Right.
And so let's talk about that. How is it that when we're looking at paper and we're looking at the results of my hair analysis, if I were to look at it myself, it looks like I'm iron deficient. And you're saying, no, Lily, you are iron toxic. What are some of the symptoms that people experience when they are copper deficient and iron toxic?
Again, we're back to a similar laundry list. There's going to be more anxiety. There's going to be a lack of energy. The fatigue is going to be very significant. Key metabolic pathways are going to begin to break down, and so you're going to have heart disease and kidney disease. You're going to have asthma would be very common in someone who's got a mismatch between copper and iron. There's going to be a rise in, a very significant effect in society today is the autism rate. You know, it's rising at an alarming rate. Well, when you delve into the research, you find out that it's really a manifestation of increased oxidative stress that the body just can't clear.
Well, yeah, but there's also other research that have shown that the vaccines themselves have a link to autism too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but what the vaccine, I'm not discounting that at all.
Yeah.
What the vaccines are doing is overwhelming a liver that doesn't have proper mineral balance.
Got it.
And then it can't clear the toxins.
Okay, so this, how did you figure this out, Morley? Who was your mentor when you were figuring, because you said that you first learned with Carolyn Dean that with Magnesium Miracle, that's how your journey began. Mm-hmm. How did your journey continue to that next second and third leg of the stool to discover these deficiencies and the toxicity?
I began to reach out to authors of articles that I thought were particularly clear about what the issues were, and I would simply call them up and start to talk to them. These are leaders in the world of magnesium, in the world of copper, and in the world of iron. I just made myself a part of their lives, and they were very gracious to entertain my questions.
Very good. And this is our journey, and we're going to be continuing to dig in deeper when we return with Morley Robbins at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is health coach Morley Robbins. For those of you who have never heard of Morley Robbins, I've been writing about him for the last 2 weeks on my blogs. And if you're not a subscriber, you would not know that. So become a subscriber and you will get all the information prior to anybody else. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com to become a subscriber. And also, I want to encourage you that if you want to continue this journey and figure out how this works for you, then go to gotmag.org. That's gotmag.org. That's Morralee's. It's called Magnesium Advocacy Group. And so he has his group on Facebook, and he has all his little contacts. I didn't mean to say little, but I'm just saying that you can too. You can join in the exploration, because I am a part of the group now, because I really want to learn a little bit more. Yes, people are saying a certain way. This is totally different. I'm learning, and I want to bring you on this journey with me, and I want to encourage you to do your research as well. That's what I'm doing right now. Now, Morralee, before we went off the air, we talked about, my question to you was, okay, how do you get to that place? Who were your mentors? Are there any other mentors that are saying that the majority of the world, or at least the United States is what I'm understanding, is copper deficient and iron toxic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there anybody else saying that?
Oh, sure. I mean, people like Jamie Collins, a professor over at the University of Florida in Gainesville, Sir Douglas Kell at the University of Manchester, Robert Crichton at University of in Belgium. They are very vocal in their research, but they're not public figures. That's not the path that they chose.
Okay. That's the path you've chosen.
Yeah. And they've inspired people like me to bring this information forward. And what I've sought to do is to make sure that I understand what they're saying, which is why I have the conversations with them. But then I'm taking it upon myself to interpret the information and then bring it forth to the public. I'm like a step down transformer. And so, to give people a sense of this iron issue, just so people have a sense of what's going on, that we routinely go have blood work done, and that very often people are told, you're anemic.
Yes, they would have probably told me that too.
Absolutely.
And I eat lots of spinach.
Right, and that's fine. So the thing is, there's, in order to assess iron homeostasis, there's three parts to it. So what I invite the listeners to do is picture a seesaw, and at one end of the seesaw, put a four-year-old. At the other end of the seesaw, put a sumo wrestler. And when the sumo wrestler sits down on the seesaw, guess what happens? The four-year-old is dangling up in the air, holding on for dear life, and then the doctor puts a spotlight on that four-year-old, and that four-year-old is representing iron in the blood. And they say, you're anemic. What I want the listeners to understand is there is no focus on the sumo wrestler, which is iron in the tissue. There's no yardstick there other than a needle biopsy, which is very painful, you first, or a Tesla 2 MRI, which is very expensive, again, you first. And there's also no measure of the fulcrum of that seesaw. The fulcrum is this enzyme, ferrooxidase, which allows iron to move between blood and tissue and back again. Mm-hmm. And that's been the mechanism of misunderstanding, is that the blood test that we're exposed to is only one third of the story. And people are taking actions with iron that are not in full disclosure. And what they're also not aware of is that it's copper, bioavailable copper, that regulates iron in the human body. And that is not at all understood, but it's an actual scientific fact. Both blood metabolism and iron metabolism are dependent on bioavailable copper. Mm-hmm. And in subsequent conversations, we'll have a chance to dig
in. Yes, and we are going to have subsequent conversations. So I'll say what I don't want first, because I want to get that out of the way. I don't want anybody just running to shops and buying lots of copper and getting off their iron or whatever. So let's talk about how much copper do we need and what kind of copper do we need? Or do we, with me, before I could even start your protocol, I had to make sure that I have my histamine sensitivities taken care of.
Right. And so, and that's a very common issue for people. And so people who are sensitive to their environment, to cat dander or to certain foods, tend to be low in magnesium, low in bioavailable copper. And what makes copper bioavailable is its ability to be inside that enzyme ferrooxidase. That is the mothership, if you will, that runs our body. I think of it as Mount Everest of the human body. Mm-hmm. Bioavailable copper tends to be low in people with sensitivity. And they also tend to be high in iron, especially in their tissue. Where do mast cells hang out? They hang out in the connective tissue, particularly in the gut and the digestive tract. And what's important is the body has two enzymes to break down these histamines. One is called DAO, which stands for diamine oxidase. And the other is called, it's called HNMT, which stands for histamine N-methyltransferase. Both of those enzymes require magnesium, bioavailable copper, and B6 to work properly to break down those histamines. And that's what's part of your challenge, is those minerals are not in proper balance in your body, and that's why you're being reactive to your environment, just as everyone is with those issues.
And so on top of this, Morley explained to me that in 2006, I had my uterus removed. And back then, I didn't know about nutrition. I didn't know. I hadn't even started the show yet. And so I chose to have my uterus removed. And as a result, women get rid of iron through their menstrual cycles.
Right.
And Morley explained to me that I needed to get rid of some of my blood, and I did that. And of course, I'm sporting a nice little bruise from that experience. And there's not enough time, Morley. And we are going to continue this conversation a little bit off the air, not too much, but for those of you, you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and click on that YouTube, because this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. We're just taking our first ship, and we're launching it to explore that the earth is not flat. And so we're not going to fall off the cliff. Listen, the best case scenario is that we learn a new truth. The worst case scenario is that we learned that didn't work. So, I think we have a win-win here, Morley. And I'm glad that you are striking the conversation. Is there anything? We've got 1 minute left. Is there anything that you want to say to someone who is just listening to you today and thinking, could I possibly have iron toxicity? What would you like to say?
I would encourage people to go to my website, thegotmag.org, and there's a menu bar at the top, and there's a section that says Root Cause Protocol, and there's a 52-minute video that I would invite the listeners to just witness and listen to. And then if they're intrigued, go over to the Facebook group, the Magnesium Advocacy Group, and just begin to work their way through some of the files. Because I think there's a lot, that group has been in existence for 5 years. We're now cresting, coming up on 125,000, bless you, 125,000 members. And we add, you know, we're now adding close to 1,000 people every 2 or 3 days.
Very good.
A very active group. I think people would learn a lot.
Very good. And this is not the end of the story. This is just the beginning. This is how we dip our toe in a new truth. And so thank you, Morley, for being patient with me, because I have questioned you every step of the way, and you have been such a great guy. And so thank you so much for being on the show today. And to you, my listening friend, just remember, you got a choice. You get to learn a new truth along with me, or you can reject it. It's up to you. And so I just want to wish you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The views expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps.